want French fried potatoes, red ripe tomatoes. I'm never satisfied.
Hi, I'm Norman Van Aken, and welcome to A Word on Food. Today's word on food is truffles. It's hard to not get spiritual when discussing truffles. They defy our human capacities of description. The writer and gourmand, Alexandre Dumas, imagined the truffle itself declaring, "Eat me and adore God." The time of year when the best truffles Mother Nature has to offer are in season varies. One of the most common is during the winter holidays. How fitting in that this is the time of year for our biggest celebrations, which helps to mitigate their great expense. There are truffles in other times of the year, for instance, the summer truffles, but their faint fragrance is no headier than the truffle's cousin, the mushroom. There are over 70 species of truffles. There are three major types of truffles, and it's helpful to know the Latin names in case someone is trying to pass off tuber estivum, those summer truffles, as tuber melanosporum. It is the melanosporum variety that is the true black truffle and the one we enjoy so much. The most famous region for black truffles is Perigord, but they are also found in Provence and around Spoleto in Umbria and Norcia in Marche. It grows from mid-November to March and in symbiosis with the oak tree. To review, the ones that matter are the truffles that are black and the truffles that are white, actually more beige or ivory-colored. In the Latin, tuber melanosporum and tuber magnatum, respectively. It is good to know the Latin terms when one is being asked to pay up to $2,000 a pound for something. Like mushrooms, the truffle is a kind of fungus, or more correctly, the fruit of fungus. Unlike the mushrooms, they grow entirely underground. Truffle lovers inevitably argue over which is better between the black and the white. At this summit, it's a matter of personal preference. I personally advise not cooking the white truffle, but to present them sliced, check, make that shaved, over warm risotto or thin noodles or even a buttery baked potato. My favorite way with them is when they are showered over creamy scrambled eggs. Eggs that were, for a period of time, stored while still in their shells with the raw truffles. The great Parisian writer and sensualist Colette once said, "If I cannot have too many truffles, I'll do without." She would have had no worries had she been with us one night in Chicago some years ago, where my tremendous friend, the late Charlie Trotter, cooked for a group of 14 of us. All of the wines were from the private collections of several of the guests, and all were served from magnums. The first four main courses were served with white wines from Burgundy, as well as a superb Mayacamus Chardonnay from the 1980 vintage. The next three main courses, which all included black truffles, were served with the following succession of wines: Chateau Pichon-Lalanne from Pauillac, 1978, Stag's Leap Wine Cellars, Cask 23, Cabernet Sauvignon, 1978, Saint-Julien, Chateau Bechevel, 1959, and the Heights Cellars Martha's Vineyards from the 1975 and 1974 vintages. Thirst was not a problem on that evening, my friends. The presence of the truffles in each course provided a metronome of magic. There is no such thing as a man-made truffle yet. Truffles, a miracle of nature, and the moment is now. After all, holidays are made to revere and celebrate. I'm Norman Van Aken, and that's my word on food.